So as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, that it is this Basilica, St. John Lateran in Rome, that is the Basilica, the seat, the cathedral in Rome. Perhaps St. Peter's is the most famous church, but this is the church of the Diocese of Rome and therefore the Universal Church. And also, just in case you don't know, there's no St. John Lateran. Lateran is the name of the family who owned the land that Constantine got the land from and gave to the church. It's dedicated to St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. And it was in the year 324 that the church was dedicated. It suffered fires and earthquakes and was ravaged. So the current building is probably 400 years old, but the site itself has been part of the church for almost 1,700 years. In the year 313 is when Constantine had won that great battle and then stopped making it illegal to be Christian. So the church was able to rise up and be a public witness to the world, which is one of the reasons why we honor the buildings. It's kind of weird to have a feast day for a building. But one of the things that is unique about Christianity, about our Catholic faith, is the incarnation. God, pure spirit, took on human flesh. And from that teaching, we have the understanding of the sacramental system, that the physical things of the world have the power, the ability to shine forth the truth of who Jesus is, who God is. And so even in our buildings, we can look at them and be reminded of the majesty, of the permanence, of the glory of God. Because as humans, we're not just spiritual creatures, and our bodies are not just casings that hold the true self, that we, as the Catechism teaches us, are body-soul composite, that we are both body and soul, body and spirit united in one, and so we can't simply ignore the physical. This is what St. Paul is teaching us in the second reading, that we have become temples. And so the physical structures remind us of that truth. And that we know that we need those things. The reason why we keep pictures of our loved ones on our walls and in our wallets. The reason why we have keepsakes is to remind us of the greater truth. And so our church buildings, whether it's the church in Rome or our cathedral in St. Augustine or our church here in Bay Meadows, it's a special and holy place and should be treated as such with the dignity and the honor that it's worth because God dwells here, which is why churches should be built beautifully, why we should conduct ourselves worthily when we come into the church. That it's not just a meeting hall to have random events, but it's a place of encounter with the living God. And as Jesus was throwing out the money changers in the temple because their actions were making it more difficult for the people to pray, making it more difficult for the people to encounter God. If we are the temple, how do we conduct ourselves? First, do we honor the presence of the living God within us when we're in a state of grace? And then the way we act, the way we treat ourselves, the way we talk, are we making it easier for people to encounter God through the witness of our own lives? And so we honor the building itself because of what it is and the historical significance that it plays in the life of the Universal Church, our family. But it also points to the greater reality of the abiding presence of God within each one of his children. And again, as humans, as Catholics, we need the physical reminders to point us to the truth. The water flowed through the temple in the first reading. The blood and water flowed from the side of Christ. where that water in the first reading touched, everything was turned to sweet, life-giving water. As you receive the Eucharist today, allow that living water to touch your heart, your soul, your body once again, so you will never doubt that you have become a temple of the living God.